Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
The God who led you through that huge and fearsome wilderness, those desolate, arid bylands, crawling with fiery snakes and scorpions, the God who gave you water, gushing from hard rock, the God who gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never heard of, in order to give you a taste of the hard life, to test you so that you will be prepared to live well in the days ahead of you. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, God is more than enough. The book of Exodus narrates the transformation of the family of Israel, the grandson of Abraham, into a nation. It is a literary epic that offers a breathtaking panorama that captures the imagination. One can appreciate the awesomeness in God's ability to deliver, protect, preserve, and provide for His own, even in the most desperate of times. We live at a time where the world laments a recession and desperation in practically every sphere of life. Globally, nations are reeling from the ravage of a viral pandemic, its impact on their economies, and the painful loss of life in the hundreds of thousands. At the micro level, many people and families were shut down in their homes, with their sources of livelihood severely diminished or altogether eliminated. So, for many, life has become like living through a famine in the practical sense of the word. Through the years, I have come to learn, as a Christian, that having faith in God is not a venture in vain. The Lord Himself is more than enough. God is a God of more than enough, or superabundance, if you like. Recently, in a discussion with my wife, we were sharing on Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Certain things are not a matter of if, but of when. And facing challenges in life is one of them. Troubles will come in different sizes, shapes, and shades, and they will go. Many will threaten to drown you, while others will be like fire, attempting to consume you and everything about you. God does not give us victory by taking us out of trouble. He takes us by the hand and takes us through it, and we are neither drowned nor scorched. Through it, we are more than conquerors. In Psalm 105, there is a rehash of some of the great things God did for the Israelites while delivering them from Egypt and taking them to the Promised Land. Verse 41 has this to say, He, the Lord, opened up a rock, and water gushed out to form a river through the dry and barren land. It is one thing for water to come out of a rock, and the people come to fetch with their pails or buckets. Yet it is quite another that a river would form from the flow, a river that ran through a dry and barren land. Let us not forget that this flow was from a rock. How much moisture or water is in a rock? It is not the condition or circumstances you face in life that matters most, but what God can do with, for you, and through the situation. In desperate situations, God does provide more than enough. However, like the Israelites, we do become prone to complaining and fearing what could happen. How would we survive today? Or what would tomorrow bring? The truth is that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think about. Verse 40 of Psalm 105 states, They asked for meat, and He sent them quail. He gave them manna, bread from heaven, and this came in superabundant quantity. I want to believe in excellent quality also. When God provides, He does not give peanuts and then says, Please manage this one in the meantime. While I think of what to do next, God is neither confused nor overwhelmed by your situation. Rather than complain or worry, the first thing we should do is trust in Him. We build trust in God through His Word. Take out time to read and meditate on Scriptures concerning His protection, preservation, and provision. Then your faith will grow. Secondly, pray and ask God for what exactly it is you want. The Israelites finally asked after they complained. They asked for meat, and He sent them quail. He gave them manna, bread from heaven. Praying is what we should do first, rather than complain. In a book I wrote, titled Fulfilling Your Destiny, I stated that worrying and praying at the same time is incompatible with the hearts of men. If you pray, then worry is needless. But if you worry, then prayer is useless. Thirdly, the first thing God will give you, which you should receive, is peace of heart. Peace of heart would clear your heart and mind to hear His instructions about how to go about getting His answer to your prayer. More often than not, God will respond to your request with direction from His Spirit in your heart on what to do. Your response to the instruction or leading of the Spirit would go a long way to determining whether you would receive the provision He has already made available. Finally, give thanks and praise to God. An attitude of gratitude will do you real good. For the Lord is the God of more than enough. He has superabundance available for you. His river does not run dry, no matter how much you may fetch from it. It is more than enough. It is a fact that these are challenging times. But our God, who is more than enough for us, has promised, I will be with you. Believe me, friend, when we learn to trust and rely upon God's presence, that is more than enough. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.